Okay, we're done. We're ready. We're going.
Oh, we're going. We've started. I don't know how to start.
I'm a man. I'm from Australia.
I'm Evie. I'm from England.
I'm Gabriella, and I'm also from England.
We thought we'd start a podcast.
Cool. I'm excited.
I'm excited as well.
It's freezing in this room right now.
It is. We all met at the University of Maine, is probably worth noting.
Yeah.
And we just thought it'd be interesting to reflect on our time here. The time we have together.
Okay. So, first point of notes is that we came up with three main. Okay, what did we do? We came up with three topics each that we've observed.
Yeah.
Throughout our time here for the past month. So yeah, maybe that.
Okay. Excuse me, that's our art director.
And okay. Our cultural diversity.
Yeah. So. Okay. So that's Maddie. So us three are going to be speaking, and Maddie is our, what is she?
She's our cultural diversity officer.
She's just keeping everything in check.
Producer. Yeah. Do you want to say hi?
Hi, I'm Maddie. I'm also from England.
So three English and one Australian. So
it's a bit biased.
A little bit. Yeah, we've come up with three topics that we've discovered or observed in the past month that we've been here. And we're going to share those with you.
You're welcome.
I know you asked for this, so.
Here we go.
Okay, Evie, do you want to go first?
Do you want me to start?
Yeah.
Let's start with the one that I think we can all agree on, the dress, what people wear. First observation, everyone owns, I'd say on average, at least 5 different items of main merch.
Yes.
Definitely a hoodie, t-shirts, yep. Hockey jerseys now seems to be a thing. A
popular choice, that yep. one.
They have stickers everywhere, laptops, cars.
Just the amount of merch. And I
just
think the amount of merch
everywhere.
Everywhere. Like, even in stores.
Yeah, you'll go to, like, Walmart.
And they have stickers. Yeah. They have merch. I think the whole, like, their dress code is similar. Like, in Australia, you can dress like that. Maybe not to the extent of what they do. But definitely, I can understand with, like, England, you guys wouldn't. Like, because I guess we wear more, like, shirts, shorts. And you could wear flip-flops. And that's fine. Like, very casual.
Yeah.
But also,
so
people dress
that
up.
You don't really throw in merch in that. Like, you just have, like.
Oh, no.
Like, yeah. So, like, whereas us, like, you, I know you're going to say that so people in England do.
We wear university merch. And I think, but it might be our university is more of an exception. Because I have a University of Birmingham hoodie. And I wear it very frequently.
I was going to say. But
I
also,
have one, but I only wear it in the house. Because the only people I personally often see wearing it or wearing, like, Birmingham merch, the sports teams.
See, I would disagree. I think if you're on campus, you could see lots of people wearing Birmingham merch.
I've
but it's no way on the same level.
I've seen people at the shops wearing, like, just merch. Well, like, uni, like, University of Queensland or...
I feel like it's just so much more extreme here, though. Like, people's parents moving them in.
Main dad.
That's Maddie's thing. And it's, like, all for it. But, like, you would never get, like... Griffith
if
University
my,
dad.
If my dad came to pick me up from university and he had a University of Birmingham dad or Brum dad,
I would feel pretty proud.
I'd be like, Dad, get back in the car.
I would
go home and change.
I would actually laugh if my dad did that. But I would feel pretty proud.
I feel like we haven't also tackled some of the more niche items available. There's a quilted blanket.
No, there's not.
There is. There's many shot glasses, of which now I own 2.
There's a dog lead.
Oh, I'm getting that.
A dog lead.
And then you can get dog coats, and I'm also purchasing that for my dog.
Okay, this is excessive.
He needs a Christmas present too.
I mean, no, not your dog. Not I meant just the fact that they have merch for your dog or your baby.
Yeah, there's so much
baby
merch.
Children, yeah.
Literally, there's a whole children's section.
That's so strange.
could be useful.
But in saying that,
I'm just going to keep saying in saying that.
Insane.
We are all wearing main jumpers. I just noticed. But it's fine. It's extreme, but it's just.
I think it's quite nice. Here for a while, and like when we were at a hockey game last night, it's nice because it feels like it's more of a community and everyone's like here together for it.
Yeah.
But it is quite overwhelming at first. Yes. When you're just like wandering around and you see like 40-year-old
main dad.
Yeah, main dads.
Sorry, Maddie.
Maybe older than 40.
Maybe sometimes.
Maybe sometimes.
No, I'm not going to peg them at one age.
All right, next topic. Should I go?
I mean, I feel like we've got more to talk about with the dress.
Dress. Okay.
It's not merch.
Okay, there are other issues.
You had one, Gabrielle.
I have severe footwear issues. I'm not sure if the audience is familiar with an item of clothing called Crocs.
I think everyone is familiar.
Well, I did foolishly believe that they were like kind of relegated to 2005 exclusively.
Perhaps
by grandmas.
And I thought they'd just become garden shoes.
Yes.
Did wear Crocs when I was a child, sailing and sailing only.
Because they're waterproof.
Yeah. It's just like slip on.
Did you have the one? Did you put the pegs in?
I did. You decorate them.
You know they've got the holes in the top.
They've got little badges.
You can put badges and things in.
You know what?
Badges.
I
have a fun fact about that. Yeah. I had a Crocs bracelet. Was just full of the little holes, and you could put batches in it of different
stuffs. So Crocs is like
I never owned a pair of Crocs.
Well, you've missed out. But
here, oh my gosh, everyone, at home you would just make fun of anyone.
Yeah,
but people who look like normal, upstanding members of the community are wearing Crocs. Young people.
Not even Crocs. Socks and Crocs.
Socks and Crocs.
Like, genuinely.
But also with the socks as well, the socks have to be fully pulled up.
Oh, yeah. Socks are up your knee.
We don't have any trainer socks going on there. It's all full.
No ankle socks. No.
I mean, I'm wearing ankle socks currently. I feel like they're going to revoke our visas if this is exposed.
We cannot post this any longer. Sorry, guys. It's over.
It's too much.
No, I agree.
Crocs and socks is weird.
I mean, it's weird, but I'm also getting more here for it because I'm like, if I can walk into the dining room wearing anything, and people are just going to be like, cool. Because all I see is main merch, guys wearing random slogan tees that make no sense and have no irony in them, bean boots, which I think
different conversation.
I think.
Bean boots is a whole thing in itself.
It is, and I'm like on the opposite side.
You are on the opposite side.
I think they're not as bad as they seem.
I think
We'll talk about that. They're just boots, and sure, the bottom
particularly
bit,
particularly ugly boots.
The bottom bit of the boot is ugly, like the bit
like
where you're
in shit.
Well,
and also everyone wears them. There's like a tiny bit of rain and
everyone wears socks and
bean boots.
Crocs and socks and
slides. Yeah,
they do Birkenstocks.
Yeah, you know the other day.
I mean, everyone
really
wears those at home.
Raining.
Everyone wears those.
There
at
was
home.
A girl trying to maneuver the puddles in sandals and socks, and then I had to say to her friend, "I shouldn't have worn this today."
No, you shouldn't have. Put some proper shoes on.
I feel like that's the English in you, both, because at home,
does it ever rain in Australia?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Like, side note, my brother asked me to ask you, why does it always rain in Brisbane?
Oh.
Well, I guess he's just there in
a bad time.
Yeah.
Bad time.
But no.
Okay.
The clothing's throwing me.
Can I bring one up?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Please do.
Please.
So have we finished with the...
I think we've finished with the clothing. It's just a lot. It's been different. I'm changing my style
to more
casual. Not positively.
It's more casual.
It's becoming more casual. I'm just waiting for the day that I buy a pair of bean boots. Now I feel like it's coming.
Okay, so next topic.
Yeah, I think we should move on.
I was abruptly disturbed on my walk when I heard this car coming down the road. Is that what it's called these days?
I think it is.
No, the road. And they just blast their music. Like, At home, that's classified as like just being arrogant and ignorant. And I asked someone, I was like, why do people do that? And they just laughed and they're like, yeah, I guess it is, but they just want to show people.
On that note as well.
And it's like, why?
There's a bit of back of the bus syndrome in that people walk around playing music out their phones.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm
a clever human being invented earphones. I wish I was that person. I'd be a billionaire by now.
Literally. And I haven't seen it since I was 13. I was too scared to go further than the mill seats.
But to be fair, I'm enjoying it. Like, when you're in the car and then you're blasting music, it can be a bit fun.
It is fun.
It is fun.
I remember, this is my first week here, I saw a man wearing roller skates with his socks hiked up, playing music out loud as he roller skated through the centre of campus.
And no one batted an eyelid. It was just...
We were just being greeted by a blessed image.
I just thought it was just so obscure that I think it was so loud. Obnoxious. It's like, it was just so obnoxious now. Yeah. But now I'm just like, oh yeah, like I enjoy that music. Like, what's that song?
Yeah. You Shazam it as they go past.
Yeah.
Like, no, I feel you.
Topic?
A topic. I mean, it's not going to segue into anything, but my thing is Tinder. So as I came out here, I was like, new experiences. How do you meet people? Oh, dating apps. 21st century dating. So we all downloaded Tinder / had it already, I believe. And there were very significant things that we all noticed.
Immediately.
Boys and fish.
What's the connection?
I think boys all have fish in their profiles.
Dead fish.
Dead fish that they have just caught from a river. Just like one that they've
caught.
It confuses me, I mean, number one, when you look at boys' Tinder profiles and they think that this is a good representation of themselves.
Girls love fishing.
But I feel like maybe it's just every guy in Maine enjoys fishing.
But it's a very outdoors place. It's so difficult to start conversations. The amount of times I started with, do you like fishing then? And the reply was simply,
yes.
How just heavy was that fish? Why don't you just say what type of fish is that?
Well,
I like your halibut.
That's Maddie again.
You have to Google it first so you can get on it with the correct.
Maybe we should start venturing and change the podcast into 21st century dating. And we'll just do how to maneuver fish issues.
No, but back on that, it was very strange. But at home, do guys have like a...
Guys at home, it's like gym selfies.
Oh.
And okay. If they have
selfies here.
Yeah, but at home, I think it's a lot as well. That's the thing.
Or it's just like going out pics.
But I have a theory behind the fish pictures, as I do believe it is one of the only occasions when a boy will pass his phone to someone and say, take a picture of me instead of having this fish. So in some ways it is an advantage because we do not have weird angled selfies.
Oh yeah, I find it so strange what things people think.
I think we should like investigate more into this and actually like properly ask.
Set up some Tinder dates just to quiz them about their profile.
Yeah, I can do that.
Undercover.
I'm good at this.
I'm pretty sure one of our friends, we won't name him yet because we might have him as a guest. I'm pretty sure
he does.
So we could get him on. Okay, that's for a later episode.
Yeah, but, we can bring up the fish question.
Yeah,
Fishgate.
With a real life American
Fishgate
perspective would be great.
Yeah. I agree. So, right. No, but otherwise, Tinder has not gone very far with me.
Not very lucrative. No. I'm struggling.
We are struggling. But you know, it happens. I mean, not even having a British flag in your profile is going to get you anywhere nowadays. What's the point?
I guess kind of going back to the clothing section, it should have been a better segue on my half. I apologize. But just randomly, people will compliment you out of the blue, which isn't a bad thing. This is very nice.
Tinder thing as well. Maybe you get a boy compliment you. Have you had a boy compliment you yet? I have not.
No, I've had. No, I've had girl compliments, but I think that is it.
I've had a lot, but they also say it as you're walking past them, so it's like,
what? Yeah, that's the thing. That's what I was going to say. It's like, it's not like you're standing with them and then they, you just like, they mention it. It's just as you're walking past to go to class and you've never, ever seen this human being ever.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just like, hey, nice pants. Oh, who said that? Oh, thanks.
Cheers. Okay.
Yeah. Which isn't, like, I really like that. It's nice.
It's nice.
It's like, and if you like something, you should be able to tell someone and not feel weird.
Like, a lot of the times, like, when I'll be around, I'll see people wearing things. I'll be like, you look really sick. Like, I want to tell you.
Tell them that you look quite ill.
You look, shut up. But, you know, it's just like a thing. I think it's the British thing again. We don't like to disturb others.
No.
We automatically assume that if they're not talking to us, we shall never talk to them.
They've got, like, better things going on in their lives.
Exactly. And I'm struggling to overcome this.
I think Australia is, like, well, definitely a mix between America and England. And so some things we're just like, oh, why is that happening? Or blah, blah, blah. But I think a few people would, like, compliment others and be like, that's a cool shirt. Or
I have been complimented in the UK before.
Yeah, I have.
It's happened.
No one ever complimented. That's basically how
I was still very surprised when I have been.
And also, British people are notoriously bad at accepting compliments.
Yes.
Someone compliments you and says, oh, I like your hair. You say, oh, do you know, really? Oh, I did it really fast. It looks shit. I'm a mess. I'm so sorry.
You guys are a quirky bunch.
Yeah.
No, it's cool.
I think it's nice. It's a nice little bit boost of confidence, you know, when your Tinder ventures aren't going far.
The girl got your back.
At least someone appreciates you.
Yeah.
But
Gabriella, do you have another fact?
Do I have?
Or not a fact, an observation.
She does have some
facts. I do have some facts.
You do.
Should we have a fact break?
Fact break.
Okay, so my first fact, which was perhaps my favourite one that I've learned here. In America, they have fraternities and sororities with big houses. However, in Maine, there are no sorority houses. And that is because in Maine, if you have 8 women living in the same house, it is legally classified as a brothel.
It's so bad.
I think it's so mad as well.
It's
like,
so
how they
bad.
Can even do that.
And also, why can't we have brothels? A campus brothel?
I mean,
that's how
would
be,
something would be going
Tinder.
On campus.
Yeah.
And some people wouldn't have to work in the dining room anymore.
That's true.
Like, I wouldn't have to be considering.
And I imagine that they would probably have Maine merch underwear on.
Oh.
That exists. So.
It does.
Does it?
Yeah.
Well, the Maine sports bras.
Oh, yeah. But
maybe they have, I bet they have condoms. That needs to be Maine.
Actually,
all
going
the ones
off,
downstairs on the orange.
Going off fraternities and sororities. Everyone is saying that Maine is like a big party school, but it is very hard to find a party unless you're invited or know someone. So that's been a huge mission our behalf.
We have been to zero parties.
Well, we tried
to get to one.
And that was just a whole kerfuffle.
And we left immediately.
Yeah, we left immediately.
It's been, I think it's difficult as well because as a, like the people we're friends with, we're basically friends with the whole floor, the fourth floor. And so there's about 30 of us, I'd say, that are up for doing things all the time.
Yeah.
And,
which
is awesome.
It's a bit difficult if one person finds out where a party is to then bring 30 people, all of a mixture of girls and guys, and girls have it easier. We could get in probably.
We perhaps should mention this to our international audience.
This is such a weird and very messed up way
concept,
of. Yeah. Basically, if you go to a party in the US, girls will get let in first and faster. It's basically a ratio game. So if you have more guys in the party, they need quotation marks girls, so then they'll let them in. And if you're with a guy, they won't let them in unless the girl's like, I'm not coming in unless he can come in. And it's like, that should not be the way at all.
I know, obviously, because there's no sorority houses, even though sororities aren't actually allowed to throw parties, it does just mean the only places other than people's apartments are the frat houses. And obviously, they're heavily male.
They are
exclusively male houses.
And
so therefore, like, when, as a group of 30, we're not going to get in. And it's very difficult. We don't want to start become selective and be like, right, I'm going to take these people today to this party.
Although I do believe that at some point we're going to do that.
I do believe too. But we're not going to expose ourselves now.
No, sorry. I forget. People might be able to hear this.
But no, it's just it's a weird thing. I think sororities and fraternities, how it all works, how you get into them.
How much money you have to pay? $1,000?
Paying for friends.
Although apparently some of them are cheaper than that. We should ask Charlie to talk about it.
$400, I think.
Yeah, we can
get Charlie on to chat when she's had some experience with the sorority.
That'd be cool though.
That'd be very exciting.
Can we have another main fact?
Oh, another main fact. Okay, I've got some statistic-based facts.
Yeah.
Okay. Woo! What percentage of American blueberries do you believe are grown in Maine?
Oh, I think it's going to be high because we're known for blueberries.
We are. Personally.
I think about 85.
99.
Oh! That is high, I told you.
Wow.
And on a similar
vein. Sorry, do they like ship out to the world then?
America.
I think it's mainly America. Oh. Yeah.
Where are all these blueberry farms?
I think I haven't seen a single one. Blueberry field, and I got told off by this random old lady. It was very. That's for another story.
That's another day.
Being told off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We've got enough stories.
Yeah. Oh, another main fact.
Okay, now this one you're not going to see it coming. What proportion of toothpicks do you think of them are created, made, manufactured in Maine?
What?
I think it's going to be about 60%.
60% of toothpicks.
Toothpicks. We are the Pine State. Remember that.
75.
90.
90% of 99%
blueberries. 90% toothpicks.
And that's why there are no people here. It's just toothpicks and blueberries.
Oh.
And I have one last fact.
Yeah.
Well, yes, I do. No, I've actually got two. I've lied.
Oh,
right.
Yes.
Maine is as big as the 5 other New England states combined.
It is a huge state and it is a very beautiful state. I think that's worth noting. We went to Acadia recently.
That's the second most visited national park in the US. That was a bonus fact for everybody out there.
And no, it was so stunning.
So beautiful. Even driving up to Montreal, like going through
the trees.
Yeah, just beautiful.
Fall here.
Yeah.
Yes. A lovely time of the year.
What's the final fact?
And the last fact, Maine is the only one-syllable state.
Wow.
Oh. Little language fact there, I guess.
Yeah, that was very educational. Thank you for your time and effort.
That's okay. It took a long time to research.
I can't believe the toothpicks. What the?
I don't know.
All right. I'm going to talk about homework.
You want to talk about homework?
Because
let's bring it up. Let's get back to reality. We've had the nice facts.
Nice facts and everything.
Everything
clothing.
Was nice and jolly.
But homework is knocking at the door.
Yeah. Starting the uni. Mid-terms. Obviously, coming from Australia. Well, we don't have homework at university.
Neither.
Going to university, you don't have homework. Unless it's like, I don't know. Sometimes I've had like little pieces to do, but not homework as what we had to do, which is like every single day you'll have something to do. And I just feel like I don't have any time just to like sit and watch like Netflix or
even
the first
so
like
little
five
Netflix.
Weeks.
I think as well, kind of building on that, the fact that we are not, I've never been catered before in accommodation, so I've never had my food cooked for me, and I end up spending so long in the dining room.
That's true,
because you'll be there, you'll see people, you have a chat. What could just take you like, you make a quick sandwich or like breakfast, 10 minutes at home, then you could go and do work while you eat it or whatever, like it takes so much longer. So then I come out the dining room, then I'm like, I've got so much homework to do. Oh, I want to socialize. And I just feel like everything is never ending and there's always stuff to do. It's always like weird. Like, I mean, grading may be easier. Well, it is easier
it
here
is.
Rather than having at home like one exam at the end of the year that counts for the whole grade or some essays and exams. It's broken down so much into just like pieces of work that it doesn't matter the quality of the work as long as you submit it online on that week. Like, it broken down so much that it just gets ridiculous because I'm losing the will to try.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I don't want to do a discussion about the reading each week when I thought the discussion was meant to be done in the class, because all of my classes are so small and are discussion based. So I'm like, why am I having to talk about it in the class and then go home and write it? Like, surely I should be able to just talk about it, and then you can see I have my understanding, rather than having to write it before the class when actually your ideas might change and develop or whatever.
Even participation, like at home, I have participation because I'm more practical based my course. But yeah, kind of same situation as just like engaging in the class and then go home and you have to, I don't know, do another X, Y, Z.
And I'm used to doing reading because I do history. So I'm used to having to read academic journals all the time. But even some of the readings here that I've been doing have been like memoirs and like books and things that are nice to read and like easier to read. But to me, it doesn't feel academic, because then I'm doing a nice reading about, oh, this person's story. And then we chat about it and write a thing like, I think this from this. And I'm like, I don't feel like I'm developing intellectually in some ways at the moment. Otherwise, yeah. But I just don't see the homework side of everything being actually beneficial to how I'm performing.
Mm.
So.
Yeah. I concur.
It's just a bit much at times, and especially if you have a class Tuesday and you have like, I don't know, two other classes that day, then you have another like two other classes Wednesday and everything needs to be due the Thursday or something, and it's just like it's just annoying. And I know that I have a good schedule like compared to others, but even still it's like sometimes you're like, damn it, like I still have to do this and this and this and this and this, and it's like.
And I think the amount of contact hours is very different, because back at home, we have a combination of lectures and seminars. And I went to probably like three lectures last year across the whole year. Whereas, which means like during my week, I probably only had about 4 or 5 hours where I was actually in university. Yeah.
And even saying that, because like, you know, other people, well, missing classes, you have like three, you can miss class 3 times without telling anyone, or like the teacher, the lecturer,
authorized,
and then after that you then get like, it's either deducted from your grade or
you fail it,
like you fail, or I don't know, the lecturer is gonna like chat to you or whatever.
Yeah,
but we know people who like don't seem to mind either way as
well. So I think I came into America, so that was one thing that my tutor had warned me about at home. He was like, it's very different participation and like turning up wise. Whereas, obviously, in the UK, it's not, like, accepted, and the tutors aren't like, oh, sure, you can miss all the classes you want.
Yeah.
But I've had a lecturer literally say, oh, I wasn't expecting this many people because Tuesday's a big night out, on my Wednesday morning lecture. Yeah,
to be fair, I've also had, like, a tutor try to get a, it was meant to be the whole year doing a module, and they tried to get a smaller room because not enough people were ever coming to it. But she was like, I just need a classroom. I don't need a lecture theatre for 300 students because no one comes. But
that's the same at home. Like, you everything's recorded. And,
all our assessments, basically, other than I have essays throughout the year, all my exams are at the end of the year. So it's kind of those that month over Easter where you're like, what did I miss? What do I need to learn?
Yeah.
Whereas here it's just like, especially when sometimes you feel like the class was so pointless.
I've had several classes like that.
Yeah. And you sit there for like 50 minutes or like an hour and 15 minutes, like, why did I come? What is the point of me being here? And you look around, no one's writing anything.
Nobody makes notes.
No one's engaging. And if they do make notes, they use a pencil. And I'm like, when did you not get your pen license? What is going on?
No, that's not. Oh, well, the thoughts slip my mind now, but hopefully it comes back. What was I going
to
say?
But no, I just think. I think obviously it's good to go to uni and it's good to get into a routine and a schedule, but especially with how much homework there is, sometimes it's like, I have too much work that I would rather stay at home and write this paper or study for that exam rather than go in and like sit there for however long. Like, this is not benefiting me
at all. I literally had a tutor who was like, okay, this is like what will happen, or this, your assignment's due on this date, and then they left and one of the students like taught us, and it's like, why, like, thankfully already knew whatever they were talking about, yeah, about a program, and it was just like, what?
Like, especially if you were paying to be here.
Because yeah, American university yeah is so expensive. Oh, they pay like $100 per class, basically, or something crazy like that. And then they don't pay attention to the teacher. Yeah, turns
that's
up
another
late
thing. It's like,
and I feel
sorry
like they just turn up because they can see it, their whole like university experience. They can see how much they're paying per class. And so therefore they turn up because it's like, each class you miss, how many dollars is that you're losing?
Isn't that kind of a sad way to look at it though?
Yeah.
You're not there for like the educational, but going like saying that their university is not like ours where we specialize in something. They still have to do general education. Yeah. And it's just...
Well, that's what I found, particularly with doing history. History is not a big thing over here at all. I've met two history majors since being here. Everyone else in my classes is either combined classes with another subject. So usually I do quite a few women and gender studies subjects. Or it's people having to take the classes for their elective. Like, they have to take a humanities. And so I'm in one class. It's about the history of Maine. And yeah, it is probably one of the most boring things I've ever had to sit through. But not everyone turns up every week and no one cares. And we had a midterm and it like an exam. We had to write an essay and answer some questions. People were leaving within the first 15 minutes. And I was like, how is this possible? What is everyone doing? And so I think the thing is, it's like there is no passion in some with some subjects, which is why I'm like, what's the point of making people do that subject? Like, you could make them specialize in, I don't know, if they want to be do something with psychology, make them specialize in that, and then they'd actually like find what they like more, and they'll probably become more like
inclusive.
Yeah, and yeah, like
they're engaging.
Engaged, yeah. And like you'd learn more, like, and you become more intellectually stimulated if you're enjoying and fully submersing yourself in like one subject and different aspects of that, rather than doing, okay, so I have psychology, then I have to go to a maths class and do an English class and a history class. It's like, I really don't care about them, but I have to do it, and that's taking up some of my more other options.
But yeah, counter-argument would be that it creates a more well-rounded individual, and I don't know if you guys have noticed this, but we're all art students broadly. Yeah. Back home, science students will give you so much shit for being an art student.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, a physics person would be like, oh, your work's so easy, ha 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 ha.
All you have to do is write an essay.
Yeah, exactly, but they can't say that here now, because if you do physics, you've had to do, like, an English course, so you know it's not easy, and you know that you're probably shit at it.
Yeah.
And actually, that's quite gratifying. I enjoy seeing people recognise that actually different disciplines are, like, equally challenging.
Yeah, I agree. But then I think that I would just hate university
if I had to do math, it's just like school.
It makes it feel like, and I think that's kind of, you could be, that could be said for the whole of American university. It does feel way, way, way closer to school in the sense that you have, it feels like a lot of my independence been taken away since being here.
100%.
I think that's like for an entire,
you're continually babied throughout everything, and like, I don't want to like sound really negative about it, like, I'm having a really good time, and I am happy that I'm here and
briefly
evaluate, it's like, this is so much more like school, and like being told what to do and having to do work because your teacher told you to do the work, rather than like have an essay where you can actually fully like explore ideas and start coming up with your own like theories or whatever. And no,
it's not actually as bad as it as kind of what we've said.
No, but I think we might need to do a little tangent where we talk about the things that we'd like about being here.
I think that might be necessary. We haven't pre-prepared this.
We haven't pre-prepared what we like.
What we like. Do we have one last topic that you've
brought? I mean, I think the last topic that we were going to discuss, which kind of explains our name of our podcast and where we're going, what our major gripe,
and then we'll talk some positives.
Yes. And it kind of explains what I was just saying about things being more like school and having independence taken away, is the quiet hours.
Dun, 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 dun!
Sorry, I didn't chime into that. Dun,
dun. So we all live in
a hall,
and it happens to be a first year
freshman.
Sorry. Translating for the people that might not know what that means.
Yeah. So we all live on a floor, fourth floor
of
blah, No.
Yeah, we don't need people to know. No. And they technically, we weren't supposed to be here, but there were so many international and transfer students that they had to put us in this hall rather than an upperclassman hall. Because most of us are between, most I would say, third like, year, most yeah. of third year. So we're like either 21 already or turning 21 this year. So they wanted to put us in like a hall that would reflect that, reflect that, but they couldn't. So therefore, we're in a freshman hall. And we have been told off many a time because we're quite social beings.
We are.
We enjoy having a chat and getting to know each other. And often, we don't respect the rules. Quiet hours. The quiet hour rules.
So basically, the quiet hour rules are, well, there's 24-hour courtesy hours.
You can't be forgotten.
You cannot forget you can't forget 24-hour courtesy hours.
So you just have to be courteous of people, which is like a common human trait. There's a knock at the door.
There's a knock at the door.
Maddie, see to this.
Get them away.
And so we'll just have a little
lull. I don't know.
Meeting. All right.
Basically,
there's a 24-hour courtesy hours, and then there's quiet hours, which is after on weekdays.
Monday to Thursday.
It's 10
Sunday to Thursday.
Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday, Thursday. It starts at 10.
Starts at 10 p.m. And Friday, Saturday is midnight, which is it's a bit more of a Yahoo time.
You know, they're allowing us to have a bit of
let
fun,
your hair
you know,
down
for an extra 2 hours.
They let us have fun, but a policeman does patrol.
Yes, there are on-campus police.
There are on-campus police, and which is a good thing safety wise. But
and he's a nice guy.
Yeah, super nice guy.
We love you.
And then there's RAs, and RAs are the people who each level have
two RAs,
and being in the freshman dorm, they're I guess kind of strict.
I think there's a lot of concern, obviously, because
they are all like, underage.
Yeah, drinking age in America is 21, so they're all coming in like 18 and want to have fun. This is their first bit of independence. And where for like us in the UK, obviously you can drink from 18, so you're kind of just thrown into uni, left, you have a good time, and like you make a lot of mistakes, you get too drunk, and it's just like, well, you're legal, it doesn't matter, you'll be fine. Here, yeah. Obviously,
it's very, very strict.
Yeah, here. It's very strict because they don't want things like that to happen, and they don't want you to be going to the hospital and stuff because medical insurance.
Oh,
because
it costs so much money. Whereas in England, just pop off, get your stomach pumped.
Yeah. same as in Australia.
Calm down, love. It's not that bad.
I had a friend who, by Freshers Week, had his stomach pumped 5 times that year.
See that the difference. not that we're doing that here.
No, I would. I'm not.
We are not that. To get back on track of
for the quiet hours.
Yes.
So it's just kind of. I don't think we want to blame anyone, but it is very frustrating when it's not even the quiet hour time yet and everyone's having a conversation, and they're admittedly sometimes it does get too loud, but other times because there's the sheer volume of how many people are chatting together or having their separate conversations.
The room.
Yeah, it does get louder, and then we're being told at like 8 p.m. like, you guys need to be more quiet, it's not fair.
But it's 8 p.m. on a Friday night.
Yeah, and it's like people... You have to learn how to live with other people. And I know it's not fair, but you can't spend your whole life expecting people to follow certain rules and always like adhere to your own rules.
For example, yesterday evening, we have a friend who got a little bit excited about the prospect of
a drink.
And he proceeded to do a little tiny dance. It was very funny to watch. And then he left. And an RA came up to us and said, who's running around in the corridors up here? We're like, nobody's running, but our friend did just perform a wonderful little dance. And we were told quite sternly that if we were to dance, then we would have to go downstairs.
So, but when we go downstairs, we also get told off.
For being too loud.
We've literally been told we couldn't be there. There were too many of us to be there, and we had to all go to bed.
And but downstairs is a large space. Can we just add that? It's like got pool table, like a pool table.
It's a cool place to hang out. It's a cool place.
Yeah. And we're not allowed to be there. And we've been threatened having our privileges taken away.
Okay, we don't need to get into those
minor gripes. No, it's a fight. It's fine. I'm just saying.
We understand where the RAs are coming from. It's just very different from us living in our own places, being able to do what we like.
Yeah, that's what I was.
Yes.
But it's all part of the experience. We decided to come to America.
We accept
our quiet hours. We're reclaiming quiet hours for ourselves.
Yes, we will.
With this podcast.
I think we should stick our... There's a lot of posters and colourful printing that goes along, which I personally don't like because they change it like every week and it's like you're just wasting paper.
Fish. What was the fish one?
Oh, we are all we're all different fish, but in this school we swim together.
So a little
quote for you.
But anyway, the thoughts lost my mind. Oh, I think we should stick our Quiet Hours podcast up and advertise it that way too.
I think we should. But
what's the time?
I think we should just end on some positives.
Quick, like, rapid fire positives.
Rapid fire positives.
Gabriella. Evie.
I just want to start with the people I've met.
Oh.
This podcast wouldn't be possible without Maine. So I think.
Well done, Maine. This is the best thing that's ever been made here. Apart from toothpicks.
Let's not forget.
I'm more stoked on the blueberries.
Yeah, the blueberries. I don't really like
this
blueberries.
This is not
so much.
Quick fire.
Quick fire positives. I'd say people generally are very friendly.
Very friendly.
After sensing after everything.
What else? It's very pretty.
It's a lovely state. Like trees, environment.
Seems like I don't have anything to say.
Landscape, nature. That it's so close to Canada, great location. We have been to Canada.
Amazing location.
Already, and we're going again next week.
Boston,
yeah,
New York, everything. I really like how...
I like about the University of Maine specifically... You're taking too long.
Sorry.
School spirit.
Yeah.
I think might be across the whole of America.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Definitely. It's so much fun. Yeah. And our hockey match we went to last night was brilliant.
And we're going again tonight.
We're going again. The chants, the dances... It was amazing.
It was a good time.
I'm just going to say, I agree with that. And I do enjoy everything.
Yes.
And I think I just enjoy autumn colours right now. Yeah. Fall colours. Like, they're beautiful. Colours.
It's stunning.
Like, I don't really... I never get that at home. So it's so nice to see.
It has to be said that America takes Halloween seriously. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate that.
I am excited to experience my first proper Halloween.
Me too.
Same.
Looking forward to a spoopy episode too.
Oh yes, a spoopy episode.
Is it going to just be based on Stephen King?
I have one. I really enjoy apple cider. I tried that, the hot apple cider.
Is it the not alcoholic one?
Yeah, no, it's the just the one that you get from like a fair.
Uh huh.
It's really good.
That sounds cool.
People I've met, they're like really friendly.
The campus is also lovely.
It's very nice.
So campus. Green.
And feels so safe.
Yes.
Very.
And also, the air feels so clean here, which I appreciate.
And the stars are pretty decent.
Oh, the stars every night. When it was warmer and we swam in the river. They're some of my best memories.
Okay,
that was very lovely.
That was great.
Yeah.
That was great.
All right. We're having a great time.
We are having a great
time. Sorry if it sounded like we were ranting for a period.
Yeah. This is...
It's just...
It's just an experience, and it's, like, all new, and it's crazy to, like, I didn't think that I would have to adjust so much than I have.
I think it was easy to assume that America would be the same or similar because we all speak the same language.
Yeah, but totally different. Like, I'm enjoying it, and I'm so happy that this podcast actually happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm excited.
I mean, if you get this far and you're listening for this long,
props to you. Follow us.
Here we go. Follow us on Instagram.
For your headphones.
Yeah.
Follow us on Instagram at QH Podcast. QH Podcast. And Facebook, we're going to get a Facebook one. We'll all link it in like the notes of this as well.
Facebook coming soon. You'll probably see us share this on our Facebook anyway.
Share it on our Instagram.
Do you want to have a shout out to your mum, Evie?
I'll shout out to my mum.
Shout out to my mum and dad, to just the parents.
Just the parents, all the parents out there.
All the ones that birthed us.
We appreciate you.
Yeah. Thanks for letting us be here. But yeah, I hope you enjoyed the first episode. This is just for us mainly as a reminder of how we're feeling, what we're doing. What's going on?
Thanks, Maddie. Thank you, Maddie, for producing. Thank you. Sitting here.
Dealing with the door issues.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll chat to you next week.
Next week.
Sweet.
We'll have some new topics, hopefully. Tinder experiences.